all over the world. I mean, we are in countries that we never dreamed that we would ever be welcomed. But God knows how to open those doors, and they're going very well. We are extremely successful. We range somewhere between 85 to 87% success rate. So this is something that God is in the midst of, God created, and we're carrying out his work. We have accepted the Great Commission. Go and make disciples. And you're going to hear that this morning. One of the things you'll hear is we are not just happy to give the girls the Word of God. We don't want them just to be strong enough to be strong within themselves, go out and hold down a good job or whatever. But if we do our job right, and you've heard me say this before, these girls will be raised up by the Holy Spirit to go forward and give away what they have received. And what they receive, if it's from us, it will fall by the wayside. If it's from us, because the Holy Spirit has given it to us to plant within them, then that is life. Everyone got whatever. And before we get started, on the back, I did have some papers that we put together in the office for your emails. And I keep encouraging, if you want to be on the email list, you get your newsletter in color the majority of the time. Well, always in color. But we also will still send the paper newsletter out. But give us your email. You can tear. There's a tear-off in the brochure. Fill it out. Drop it in the offering. They'll get it to us, and we'll put you on that list. So, but anyway, Josie's house. I want to touch upon that for just a second. And actually, Josie's house, the more I thought about it, originated out of this church. And how that happened is one evening we had a slumber party here. So for about 2 weeks, I had a mannequin out in the lobby with a big flannel gown on. We put a Barbie's head on with rollers in her hair. Well, one of the women in the church kept coming to me and said, well, we need to name her. So I got into a study of names and thought what a name would be appropriate. And there was all kinds of names, but I come across the name of Josie, and it stood out to me. It means God is gracious, God will supply. And that name has stuck with me, and I thought, well, if I ever have any more grandchildren, little daughter, granddaughter, Josie. But we have a program now, Josie's House. Pray for us as we go forward, raising up women to be what they were created to be, the lies of the devil. I'm going to go ahead and bring Christy up. Whoops. Okay. Alicia, you want to come up too? Anyway, pray for us because we are going to be homeschooling a little five-year-old, but it is good. It is very good. I'm going to have Christy also talk to you for just a moment about what's been going on in her life. When Christy first came to us, she came to us for about 10 days. And I think I don't know what was going on. I just knew she was very broken, very not victorious at all. But during this time, she left after about 10 days and then came back. When she came back, she knew that something had to give. And what has turned out to be what she thought there was never any hope, any way of her living a good life, has turned out to where now she's positioned in leadership in Teen Challenge. And one day, I hope and pray that she will be raised up to also direct a center of her own. But you know what? The purity of God's Word. These girls, when they come in, they don't just get Scripture. They learn how that Word is related to them, how that Word was written, even if they were the only person around. Not too long ago, I sat with the girls and we went through that day's proverb. And I went around the table having each one of them to read that scripture as if that scripture was being spoken to them by God sitting there beside them. And that has opened a whole new door for them. a door that they never thought was for them. Right, girls? You're going to hear some good stuff. So here, I want you to hear from Christy.
Hi. When I came to Teen Challenge the second time, I was completely broken. There was no other way out for me. And, you know, I knew that Teen Challenge was a place where I knew goodness. And, you know, I knew that there was something there that I wanted. And so when I came back, God completely and totally restored me. Not just, you know, physically and, you know, off of the drugs. He did it mentally and spiritually. And, he showed me that, you know, I didn't have to depend on myself to do things. So I could depend on him. And that he was really ultimately all I could really depend on because everything else was just fall. And so I completed the program last July. And now I'm in leadership. I've been interning for 8 months. I had lost my children during all this time, and I hadn't seen my daughter for 3 years. I hadn't spoke to her at all during the program because of circumstances, but God opened the door to where it was just a huge opening. It's like he just opened up, you know, heaven for me. And, you know, he just opened it to where she was just in my life again. I mean, we went through... It was just like, I don't even really know how to explain it. It just went, she's mine again. And I have full custody of her now. And so God has been really good to me. And not only has he been good to me, you know, I get to give back to the ladies what he's poured into me. And I enjoy it. I love it. And I know that God's placed me here to do that. And I'm looking forward to what he's done.
You know, I was spending time in Joshua this morning, and one of the things that stood out to me is when the Israelites began to enter into the land. It's scripture tells us that the kings that were surrounding them, their hearts started to give way because of fear. Why? Because they had seen the goodness of their God. They had seen the miracles that God had done in their life. Well, they didn't understand who God was, more or less, even begin to want to have God in their lives. One of the things that we should all desire is their enemy should be able to see God in us to the extent that they either need to change their lives or they will run and their hearts will melt for fear. We are children of God, and it's about time I really believe that we take back the authority that we gave to Satan. Jesus has come, died on the cross, so that we can have life. And not just life, but life more abundantly. These testimonies are real. There are some of you in here that are volunteers that have walked with us, and we do need more volunteers. It's not easy, but it is good. And if you're truly meant to minister within the walls of Teen Challenge, believe me, you will love it. Anything will be worth it. As a matter of fact, could the volunteers stand up? And where's Pat? Yesterday, she's where? Out? Okay. I walked in, and she's made some little tags for our clothing to put her pricing guns through. And someone had told me she had made them, but until I saw them yesterday, she has gone through quite a bit to provide a need for us. And I want to say thank you. And then, could our volunteers just stand? Staff? So, not too many. Pastor Mike, I only see two. What's wrong? Well, a little too bad. They're going to have to share. So, oh, and you mean in the building? Oh, well, they say what? 20% of the work is, or all the work is done by 20%. I don't know. Anyway, so I am going to... Pastor Mike, you ready to come up? Come on. So, I just want to thank you for giving. This church is a vital part. We do need you to consider, you know, supporting us, if financially, but also in prayer. We are doing a good work, and we do belong to the Lord, so it is good.
Just to let you know, we give thousands of dollars to Teen Challenge through the year, and there are several people that do volunteer, and we're grateful for that. At the end of the service today, we want to pray for Pastor Linda. So as we dismiss, it's one of the things that we're going to do. But what we'll do now is we're going to receive a missions offering. And in this missions convention, you'll have an opportunity to give this morning a special missions offering. And then again next Sunday morning, again, another time to give into a missions offering. And part of what this goes for is to support the efforts. We'll give an offering this morning right to Teen Challenge. So your gifts go right into that missions effort. So you could just, everything that's given in this offering right now will go right into that missions effort unless it's marked a different way. So just know that we're going to give generously today. And let's just pray that God would use this offering to further the ministries of this great program and the missions efforts. Ushers, come. Thank you, Lord, this morning for the opportunity we have to again be generous. One of the times in the year that we take a second offering, and it's because we're giving to reach the lost. I thank you for Columbus Teen Challenge and all the missions efforts of Pathway Church. Lord, I pray that you would meet their needs, even through the generous gifts of this congregation this morning. In your name we pray, amen.
Who told the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who told the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star. Now I know my Redeemer.
Her Redeemer lives. I want to tell you, a few years ago, quite a few years ago, I was not raised in a Christian home. As a matter of fact, the story is, well, some of you in this church are very familiar with my story. Some probably thought there was no hope. Some probably spent a lot of time on their knees, probably worn out, maybe even calluses on their knees. And I do, and I mean, faces are popping up in my mind. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not giving up. I don't even know why I said that. Because I want to tell you, some of you have family members that you have given up hope on. Some of you have family members that you don't talk to. Why? Because they're not like you. Some of you have family members that won't talk to you because you're the one that doesn't meet approval. But I want to tell you, in God's house, God's home, God's church, God's family, we truly need to examine ourselves and say, Lord, who are we worshiping? Are we worshiping flesh? Meaning, if it feels good to me, that's what works. If it works for me, why not? Those are the type of things we hear. As a matter of fact, last week I spoke on the purity of God's word and how we are privileged to see when it is given day in, day out, scripture given to the girls, of how it transforms, of how it takes something that most people look at as hopeless, helpless, and just a filthy old rag. And isn't that what God says? Without him, we are. But I have the privilege. Inez is here. She sees the transformation. We can't do it, but God knows how. You know, we often look, I like numbers. Most of us do like numbers. The more numbers we have, the better we're doing. Wrong. We need a buzzer right now. But I'm saying this to say, people, time is short. We have got to be about our Father's business. Not about Pastor Linda's business, not about Pastor Mike's business, not even the girls' business, but our Father's business, the one who saw fit to create us in his image. That image that we decided to take and throw at the feet of Satan. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and this baffles me, to buy something back with his life that already belonged to him. Why do we step aside and push people aside? I'm going to say something, and I don't know, maybe I'll get crucified over it, but I need prayer. We were in a church, okay? Bible-believing church. From the pulpit, the people were fed. But publicly, we were renounced because we had on pants, because of the way we were dressed. And not just one-on-one, but publicly. Now I look and I think, are we wrong? Should we be dressed in dresses? Should we wear our high heels or pantyhose? I don't know. All I know is I'm comfortable until God tells me otherwise. But I say that to say, why are we so petty? Why are we saying, wow, I like the way she's dressed today, so I think I'll ask her out to lunch? People, what we deal with in Teen Challenge, I want to tell you, come and walk with us. And sometimes I have my moments where I want to throw my hands up and quit. I've closed my office door and I've cried. I've locked up my office door and I've gone home. But you heard Christy. Christy, when I first met her, was so timid, so weak, so meek, so hopeless. But deep down inside, that very being that her Lord Jesus Christ seeked out and said, Father, I will go and buy her back, stood up here today. And she's nowhere near where she will be. People, we've got a real job to do. The pay may not be good. I tell you, God is good, and he knows what he wants, and we should be after the things of his heart. Andrea, girls told me they're so nervous they could pass out. I said, well, pass out would be easier than throwing up, so I'd rather you pass out up there than throw up. But anyway.
February the 14th of 2011, I woke up in jail to the reality that I had lost everything I had, and I was looking at 5 years in prison. As I looked at myself in the mirror there in the jail, I couldn't believe what I had become. I was frail and bruised. I had been using meth for 16 years, and I had been in an abusive relationship for 3. As I sat there in that cell all alone, I began to look over my life and wonder how I'd gotten to where I was. I grew up in church. I was raised by a Christian mother. But I knew of God. I didn't know God. So when the pain came and the hard times came, I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know how to handle it. So I began drinking at 12, and I began using drugs at 16. And from that point on, it was just a continuous downward spiral. My life was miserable. Felt hopeless and alone, but as I sat there in that cell, I thought about my mother, and I knew that she had been praying for me for years. I'm not sure how many years, but I know for years, and I remembered her telling me that only God could help me, and I got on my knees, and I prayed. I prayed that God would take my situation and use it for the positive, that he would use my circumstances to lead me into freedom. And he did. The following week, I was introduced to a program called Lifeline that comes into the jail. And from there, I was introduced to Teen Challenge. And by God's grace, my arrest led me to Teen Challenge instead of prison. And at Teen Challenge, I have learned how to know God. I'm being renewed every day through God's word, and I have built a relationship with him. More than anything, I'm learning how to love and how to be loved, because it's his love that gets us through. When the hard times come and when the pain hits, it's his love. It's his love that withstands me every day strength. And I'm grateful for that. Last weekend, I got a visit with my children, and it was wonderful. And I'm believing with all my heart that he's going to restore that and that I'll be able to raise my children and teach them what I've learned here at Teen Challenge. And that's that God's love is amazing. Thank you.
I think in this particular church, they're more nervous than any place. Andrea was standing up here shaking like a leaf. I just wanted to give her a big hug. But, you know, there is something different about being at your home church and bearing your soul. And last weekend was a big weekend. We had the banquet, and then the next day we had family day. And just to watch the parents, their faces, I mean, they were in awe. They said, for years and years and years, I've tried to help. But they've been here for this long, and they could see a dramatic difference. That's the piercing truth of God's word. Spend time in it. You know, you've heard the old saying, the more time you spend with someone, the more you become like them. And we do need to develop our Lord Jesus Christ more and more of his character. Guess who? Miss Jody. Come on up. Miss Jody. And one of the things, you know, if there's ever a time someone would like to know more about Teen Challenge, why we do what we do underneath the covers, and why some of the rules are in place, because I know, man, I have been, in the face with some people from this church that had a lack of understanding, and it does seem to be hard. But if you ever want to just us to sit and talk with you, or maybe have a class to learn more about how Teen Challenge is structured, it's an eye-opener. It really is. Jody come into our program. You know what Christianity was. But yet, the wrong type of teaching, the wrong program, if we had tried to shove Christianity down her throat, she would have run. We need to give out God's word to those who are hurting in such a way as he leads us. But most of all, we've got to set the example before them. Now, if we teach them one thing and they catch us doing something else, then, well, there's no truth in us to begin with. But here's Jody.
Hello. I just want to start out with saying I am so grateful to be here in God's place. And 3 months ago, I would have never said that. I didn't know who God was. The God of my understanding was not loving. It was horrible. My life started out very rough, pregnant at the age of 15. My mother died drastically when I was 19. And what happened started as a simple pain pill addiction. I'll say simple. I don't know if that's simple. But it led into a heroin addiction for the last 6 years. I lost everything that I've ever had, my family, my children, my job, my house. And 3 months ago, I laid in the basement of an abandoned house with nothing, nowhere to go. I didn't know what was in store for me. All I knew is I did not want to do what I was doing anymore. And I had nowhere to turn. Somehow, God came and picked me up where I was at and dropped me off at the doors of Teen Challenge. I had no idea where I was going. I knew nothing. I've never stepped foot. Well, I haven't been in a church to practice religion. I knew nothing about God. And when I first got there, I was a mess physically. So once the fog started to lift and I began to see what God had done for me. He had picked me up out of a place of complete desperation and hopelessness, and he set me in a house that was filled with love and filled with his presence. And because of that, in the last 3 months, I have changed dramatically. I still have a long way to go, a long road ahead of me, but today I have a relationship with God. It's growing rapidly. Pastor Mike, it grows because of you and what you preach. on Sunday mornings, the different services that these women, they've introduced me to God, and it's just absolutely amazing, and I'm really excited to see what he has in store for me, and I thank you.
Ladies, all of you. One of the things that Jody didn't mention is she had called, and I talked with her on the phone. Now, this is highly unusual. We do have a process to get in, but I asked her if she could be in the office in an hour and a half, and she said, well, I have nobody to bring me. I said, well, you're going to have to find somebody to bring you. You're going to have to get here, because I knew she was going to get somewhere. So about an hour and a half later, she was sitting across the desk from me talking. She probably thought I was the meanest person in the whole wide world. Matter of fact, she did tell me a few things. Can't be repeated. No foul language, though, but it was just whatever. But anyway, to make a long story short, her father did bring her. I'd called Miss Christie over because I wasn't sure what to expect, and she was shaking like a leaf, crying. So then I told her, I said, you know what, Jody? I said, I'm going to go ahead and take you into the program, and but we're going to have to do all this other work on the inside rather than the prep work that gets the men. Well, she looked at her dad, and she says, okay. She says, let's go get my clothes. And I thought, no. She could not believe that she had been captured, taken hostage, and was never going to see daylight again. So, but here she is today. But I know for a fact that the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, if this young lady hits the street again, she will die. And she is here today, and I think she's going to be a preacher. So, who knows? But they've got a couple songs for you to sing, or for them to sing.
I have to tell you, if you're here today and you say, now, wait a minute, what is this about where a church sings a bunch of songs and asks for money to give to missionaries and all this crazy stuff is happening? This is what this church is about. Did you hear the story? A member of our church, a director who grew up not in a Christian home, giving her life to invest in these ladies that once they were lost and now they're found, and you are a part of it. That's what this church is about. You might feel sometimes, I don't know, we sing songs and beat drums and put lights on a wall. What is this all about? It's about reaching the lost. And that's why we are here. And I am proud to be part of a church that has made such an investment in programs like this that reaches the lost. And I have to say, Jody? Do I have that? I was just touched by your words. I believe in all of you, but I believe the Holy Spirit is working in your life, and thank you for sharing. There's a great, great future for these ladies and for all of you. I thank you. And sometimes you might feel like, is this Pastor Linda up here telling me I need to volunteer? Sort of. So if you want to look for an opportunity to volunteer, I want you to find her. This is a great, it's geographically close. They will take your time. They'll take donations. They have a secondhand thrift store. They're always looking for volunteers. They'll take your money, right? Yeah, and I just want to bless you for being generous and let you know that it's just okay to be that way, because that's how we reflect Christ. Would you mind, Pastor Linda, coming just to the front with me? And I'm going to ask just quickly, if you can move quickly, some of our elders that are in the room, would you just run up here real quick? I want to end by praying for you as I know that you just know us and we're just here, but as a missionary, we want to lay our hands on you and pray for you. We're going to pray that God would bring anointing to her. Anointing, I'm just going to give a 5-second teaching on the concept of anointing. Anointing is when we are hollowed out and we're cleansed and refilled with the power of God and His Holy Spirit, and we're anointed to do great work. And you know the promise that we would do even greater things than what Christ did, multiplied things as he was on this earth. And I pray that that continues to happen in your ministry. And I'd like for you, church, to extend your hand with me as we pray anointing and blessing. Would you just maybe extend your hand in support of this? Our Father, we call to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. We use your name, Jesus. It's the name that's above every other name. Lord, and we know that the bondages and lives are broken at the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, that the enemy must flee at that name of Jesus. And I pray right now that as Pastor Linda talked about what it is like to model Christianity as she invests in these ladies, I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around her life, that she would be clean and pure and holy and anointed servant of the Most High God. Let her light so shine before these ladies that they would be able to follow her as she follows after Christ. Lord, I pray for her and Phil, and that you would strengthen their relationship and their marriage. I thank you for the blessing they are to each other. Lord, I pray for physical strength in Phil's life, and that you would bring total physical restoration in his body. Lord, I pray that you would bless the staff at Columbus Teen Challenge, that you would bless these